You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are the Mad Men of Masculinity. Your home for healthy masculinity. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
Man, that's got a nice beat. I like this to it.
It kind of does, man. It kind of does. And echoing what you just heard, I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And I am Jason B. Kendrick.
Yep, and we are the Mad Men of Masculinity, baby.
That's right. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Tonight we're talking about pillars of manhood.
What? I've had like several people just kind of out of the blue say something about, man, I listen to you guys, man. I listen to your show, man. I listen to your radio show. I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, hold up, man. We need to get the likes up.
Yeah.
We need to get the comments up, man. You know,
show us some love.
Don't be a ninja. Don't be a ninja mafia, man. Don't be a ninja madman mafia, man. Do a click. The like button is free. The subscribe button is free. The comment, you know, the section is free. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the engagement up, man. I've had like several people in the last few weeks who's like, man, when y'all talked about this and talked about that, and man, I love listening to whatever. Holler at your boys, man. It don't take nothing to put a comment in there and let us know if you're right or you're wrong. Or like I said, throwing some extra likes, throwing some subscribes, all that kind of stuff, man. I mean, our numbers are definitely up. But man, the people that I'm hearing, you know, talking about they've been listening and what they thought about all this other kind of stuff, I'm like, hey, man, we need to hear some feedback.
Yeah, appreciation goes a long way. Most of the time we feel like we're just talking to ourselves, which is fine. We talk to each other all the time, you know.
Yep.
This is golf course, you know, restaurant, you know, gym conversation, you know, one, mm-hmm. two, three, all the time. But you want us to keep going on. You like what we're doing, man. Support us. Show a little appreciation.
Holla at your boys.
Throw us some hate and smoke. Just let us know you're out there.
Yeah, we don't care. We can do that too, man. We throw us some hate. We all right with that. You know, if you drink a haterade, let us know.
Let's have it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What are we talking about today, man?
Well, I was going to say, that reminded me of something, but that's another conversation for the golf course. Today, since we had Al on Monday on the show, we were talking about integrity in business, integrity in family. It got me thinking about the pillars and the anchors as a man, those things that we need to build our lives on. And, you know, we talk so much about not having a rite of passage, not having gray-haired men that we grow up with to pass down their wisdom to give us those things. I think that's something that we're missing and need to give ourselves personally, you know, find other men and give it to them as well, and then take that and pass it down to the younger generation, because we as men need pillars. We need pillars, things like integrity, honesty, discipline, focus. We need to have stoicism or emotional intelligence. We need to have some sort of form of spirituality, some form of relationship with God or our creator. We need to have these things to be whole men. And so many of us are missing most, if not all, of those things. And it's not until we take accountability and actually take a accounting of ourselves and our life and realize where we're missing and why we're missing it. Because either we're succeeding or we're failing. Yeah, we're either growing or dying. There's no real in between, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but something we as men, especially in this society nowadays, we have to accept that. We have to take that and swallow that big horse pill of responsibility and put it on our shoulders, because that's what men do. That's what we're here for. We are the pillars. We are the strength. We are that tide that raises all ships. But right now, we're struggling.
I think of men being space holders. I think of men providing space and all the things that space provides to people, to the world around us, whether that's stability, whether that's safety, security, provision, protection. All of those things are what we should be as men to the world around us, right? And so, you know, when I think about that, I think about the structure. When you say pillar, I literally think about pillars of a building. Holding the building up, you know, the pillars, you don't decorate pillars. Pillars are normally, you know, matter of fact, a lot of times pillars are unseen when people enjoy the space, right? And so that's just kind of part of the deal. And sometimes it sucks being unseen, you know, sometimes but hey, man, that's the price of doing business. It just kind of is what it is. You know, when you have a professional sports team, you know, there's a lot of people that win Super Bowl rings that never saw the field. You know, there's a lot of people that take that it takes to make a championship winning team. You know, the person that washes the towels and the person that polishes helmets throughout the week and the, that mows the lawn and all these other kind of things. And so part of the nature of the beast is we don't get a lot of the visibility. But when I think about structure, when I think about the pillars, I think about visually, I think columns, right? And, you know, concrete pillars, right? And in order for us to be the strongest, you know, concrete that we can be, we need to be reinforced. You know, when they build these super tall buildings and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, you don't have concrete in these buildings that's not reinforced, and you reinforce it with rebar, with something inside of it that provides extra strength and extra pliability and durability and flexibility. And everything you mentioned are the things that I see that should be the rebar inside of the concrete that makes us who we are so that we can be pillars for the people in the world around us. And those kind of things are important. And to your point, man, when we don't have those things, you know, man, I remember several years ago when there was a big earthquake in Haiti and, you know, you see all the buildings that just topple over and crumble and all that kind of stuff. And there's a reason why that was the case, because the engineering that they used to build those buildings wasn't reinforced concrete. It was just poured concrete. And so, you know, in order for us to be able to withstand all of the wakes and shakes of life, man, we got to be reinforced with some strong stuff to help us be the strong things that we are.
Yeah, and that kind of gets to the whole point of why we as men need pillars or anchors. But if you prefer anchors, that's fine. The whole point is either one keeps us from moving when the waves of life come in, when, you know, the winds of life, winds of change come in, that keeps us strong. But the reason we need those pillars is so that we can withstand the storms of life. We can withstand the changes of life. We can accept more regularly, you know, death and taxes, and the only constant is change. We can accept these things as a man and go forward as that structure. And so what I see, and what I even know is true for myself, is that a lot of times the pillars that we need, those things that we need to hang on to and base our life on, a lot of times the things that we resist, the things that we may struggle with, whether it's discipline or vision for the future, or you know, having a spiritual relationship with your creator, whatever those things are, maybe it was just physical. Maybe we're struggling with just going to the gym and keeping our body strong and healthy. But those are the things we need as men to be those pillars, to be that structure, to be the strong man we want to be, to create that purpose, or maybe even just to fulfill our purpose. Because if we don't have those pillars, then we get swept off our path too easily. We don't have the discipline to stay when it's hard. We don't have the depth of vision to say, okay, is this decision going to take me towards my goal or away from my goal? Where is it taking me? And we don't think those ways because we haven't taken the time to put those pillars in. And not to blame anybody, because it's incumbent on us as men, but they weren't installed. We didn't grow up with those gray-haired men. We didn't have the fathers and the rite of passages. So we may have missed out on those things, but it's on us now as men, especially as us going into becoming the gray-haired men, to pass that down and to instill those things within ourselves and then the next generation and next generation. Because it's this lack of masculinity, this lack of healthy masculinity, the lack of pillars and anchors in men's lives nowadays is sending our collective ship out into the doldrums and out into the whirlpools. And, you know, we're getting ready to be crashed upon the rocks because we don't have any rudder. We have nothing steering this ship. And it's up to us as men to guide the ship, to create a map, to create a destination, and to make sure we're going to that destination. But it starts with us, right? The man in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, but the tough part is, though, man, a lot of this is easy to say, man. You know, that a lot of this is easy to say that, yeah, we need all of these things to help provide structure. And, you know, it's like, first of all, a lot of guys don't even know how to get those things. If you feel like your concrete has already been poured, but you didn't have rebar inside, then it's like, how do I get that when I didn't have that when I was made? Right. And I think that's the passion of us. That's the passion of this show. That's the passion of what we do. How do we get the stuff that we never got in order to be who we want to be? Right. And so, you know, I think that's why we A, have some of these conversations, and B, why we try to introduce people with knowledge and with backgrounds and people that can help you get to where you want to be and all these kind of things. But I think the frustration level and all that is like, man, I didn't get it. Like, and from the outside, yeah, I look like a pillar of concrete, but on the inside, I know that that thing is not in there. And so the people around me, my wife, my kids, my significant other, my job, my friends, whatever, all they see is a concrete pillar, but they don't know, man, that I'm barely hanging on here because I wasn't reinforced with some of the stuff that I should have got when I was formed, the formation of who I am. And so, you know, I get that some of these things, just even as I listen to us talking about this, first of all, you need to know that neither one of us we didn't have all the reinforcement. We didn't have the rebar in us, you know, when we got poured, right? Neither one of us did. I mean, we got our sad backstories just like you. We don't have it all figured out. And so this is really a quest or a journey for us also to try to figure all this stuff out. And so
we need to hear this more than you. That's why we do this show, because we got to be at every show. We got to hear what we're saying to reinforce these things, because, you know, those who can do, those who can't teach. So we're here teaching, trying to be the best we can be, because it's not easy out here in these streets.
Yeah, so we're not coming at you like we got all the answers and we trying to tell you all the answers that we didn't found out, figured out, all this other kind of stuff. But yeah, we realize, man, it's hard in these streets, man, to be, especially if you're 40, 50-something years old, man. It ain't easy. And so, again, I think the frustration but also the journey is, how do I get the stuff that should have been put in me when I was formed as a pillar, but it wasn't? How do I get it after the fact?
I think it's like any new skill. First, you have to acknowledge and say, I am missing A, B, and C. I want those things. Find men that have those things and then make them your mentor, make them your coach, learn from them. There's so many books out there, so many podcasts like ours. I mean, there's so many things that can support you in that. But the first step is acknowledgement. Like, I am not where I want to be. I'm not the man I want to be. How do I become that man? Well, where am I struggling? What are my struggles? Am I struggling with addiction? Am I struggling with discipline? Is my house a wreck? Like, where are the little things? Like, it reminds me of when you watch Limitless, and, you know, the first time he took that pill, first thing he did, you know, he's living in this little apartment that's just a mess, just a pigsty. The first thing he did was clean up his place, because he straightened up his place, because his, you know, once your mind's right, you know, your external world is a reflection of your internal world. So just look around and find those things that aren't the way you want them to, and start fixing those things and figuring out the whys behind it. Start asking better questions. Why is my life this way? Why do I think this way? And you can look back. I mean, my first two books, Power Perspective, was really about looking at your life through a point of choice. Whether you want to believe it or not, maybe you chose to have those crazy upbringing, these crazy parents, maybe not having any parents, you know, whatever the, you know, your sad backstory is. Maybe that's your origin story. You know, every superhero has a sad backstory. So maybe that's your origin story. Look at it through a point of choice. Like, maybe I chose that. What did I learn from that? What are the things I gained from that? What are the challenges I have that I can use as, you know, my strengths and my rocket fuel to get me going forward to help other people? Your story is going to be different than ours, but I guarantee there's lots of similarities. But you can just look through at your life and go, what isn't the way I want it to be, and start there. I mean, start with cleaning your room, cleaning the dishes, making your bed. Those little things can lead you back to, why don't I do these things?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times it really does come down to, first step is figuring out what you don't have. Taking inventory, taking stock, and looking into the mirror. What didn't I get? What do I wish I would have had? And then, you know, when you start there, then at least you have questions that demand answers, or questions that you can seek answers to. And so, but the fearful part, the part that can create fear, is looking into the question of what I didn't have, what I don't have, what I didn't get, you know, because then you got to look at your shadow side. Then you got to look at all the darkness. You know, if I have addiction in my life, okay, what pain am I trying to medicate? If I can't maintain a relationship, you know, okay, you know, what relationship tools that I did not get? You know, if my health is in the garbage, if I'm obese, if I'm, you know, whatever, if I'm just in poor health, poor diet, all these other kind of things, and what education do I need? All these other kind of things. The point is, you know, being able to stop and look in the mirror without somebody having to point them out, you doing an inventory and pointing them out in yourself, of like, where do I need to know? What don't I know about money? Most people don't know how money works. You know, I mean, most of us walking around here don't have perfect credit scores and, you know, fat cribs and all the money we could stand and all this other kind of stuff. And so, you know, finding all that kind of stuff out is, you know, but you got to be able to know what you don't know in order to figure out what you need to get what you want to have.
Yeah. And it's one of the reasons we harp on so much, or we push so much about you guys, to have a group of guys, group of healthy men that you can talk to. Because I guarantee you, if you got any guys around you that know you for any amount of time, they're going to know all your stuff. They may not say anything about it. They might make little funny jokes. But if you ask a serious question, hey, what do you see I need to work on? What do you see I'm struggling with? Or, hey, I want to be better. What do you think I should work on? And then have them be your accountability buddies. Have them be the ones that, like, hold you accountable. Like, oh, hey, you said you wanted to do this. You said you wanted to go lose weight. You want to get back in shape. You know, let's go to the gym. Because I know I was doing some research for this, and one of the guys talking about it was like, if you don't have the discipline, having other people around you, having other men around you will help you with that discipline. And nobody wants to get up early in the morning and go to the gym before work. But when you go, because you know those other guys are going to be there and they're counting on you, that's going to make you more likely to go. And then you spend the first 5-10 minutes talking about, oh, man, I almost didn't come. I almost hit the snooze button, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's the discipline, and that's why having other people around you. And then you can do all – there's so many books out there. There's so many things, but find the pillars, find the anchors that resonate with you, whether it's integrity, whether it's stoicism, emotional intelligence, legacy. I mean, what is the thing? Is it your children? What's the thing that you can plant that flag in the ground? You can stick that in the ground as an anchor or something that's going to hold, so that you can use that to keep you on path, keep you on the straight and narrow. Because for us men, we have to have that purpose. We have to have something bigger than ourselves to feel self-respect and to keep us disciplined and on track. When we don't have that, and most of us, myself included, did not have that for a long time until we finally figured out, hey, I need something to focus on. I need something that's bigger than me to strive for, whether it's a family, whether it's serving in the military, whether it's trying to get men together and be healthier, whether it's just trying to make the world a better place. Finding your thing, making that part of your pillar, making that part of your anchors that you can hold on to so that you don't get blown off course. You got to, you know, that's why every ship has that keel, keeps them from flipping over and keeps it straight in the water.
Yeah, I feel like, though, you know, I kind of, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, okay, one of the big hurdles that we as men collectively need to do in order to get to where we want to get to is begin more to come together, to rally, not even just around each other, like, rah, rah, let me support you, but to come together in terms of how can we learn and grow and support from one another. And I almost think it's kind of like a collective cultural subconscious of, I'm supposed to have it together. So to get somewhere where I have to learn something is by default admitting that I don't have something that I need to have. And so, you know, one of the ways that women are ahead of us these days is, man, they get together. You know, and when I say get together, I'm not talking about just for girls' night out. I'm talking about, you go conferences, man. I see so many women's conferences for this and conferences for that and all this other kind of stuff. Now, that being said, I know of more men's groups focusing on healing and doing that men's work. I know more men's groups focused on that than I do know women's groups focused on that. And I tend to ask around a lot of questions. I don't hear a whole lot of people having, you know, men's or women's meetups that are not about business or, you know, supporting one another in your entrepreneurial whatevers and all that kind of stuff. But about doing some healing work. I think women have just as much healing to do as men. So on one hand, I don't see as much healing work collectively by women, but I also don't see as much growth and support work together collectively as men than I do with women doing that kind of stuff. So I think we need to somehow break through with the whole, you know, I got this lone wolf kind of thing and figure out, like, man, even Lone Ranger had Tonto. You know, I mean, SEALs don't go into battle alone. You know, and so even if it's 300 of us, man, we can conquer a whole nation. So I think that's one of the areas we as men need to, and I don't know what the solution to that is, but, you know, we need to get together.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we as men have to acknowledge the fact that we need help. You're not an island. may feel like one. You may feel like the only dude on the planet that's dealing with whatever you're dealing with. You got to get around other guys so that you realize you're not an island. You're just like one of us. You're just part of the team. Plus, you need help. We all need help. That old John Wayne stoicism, like, oh, it's just, you know, cut my arm off. Oh, it's just a flesh wound. Like, I'll be all right. Just, you know, put some dirt on it. Give me a beer. That's killing us. We need to acknowledge that we need help as men and be okay with the fact that we need help. Plus, I mean, if what you're doing now isn't working, then obviously results, often harsh, always fair, show you that it's not working. You need to make some changes. And getting around other guys will help you make those changes. And for most of us guys, we want to have the relationships that we want to have with the women in our lives. We have to have those pillars, because those are the pillars we build our family on. It's not just about building for us. Those are the pillars that we stand our wife on, our kids on. This is how we hold that structure. Because you see today, guys, we're moving from a what they love to call a patriarchy into a feminine-centric society. It's all about the ladies and empowering them. Well, and some of that is just playing on their emotions, and there's no men, there's no strong masculine, you know, foundation, you know, the riverbanks for her to flow in. There's no boundary there. So it's overflowing, it's going crazy, and it's destroying families and stuff like that. And it's not all on them. A lot of it is on us, because we're not there to be that structure. We didn't get that training, so now we have to figure it out. And it's not easy, because I'm the nicest guy. I still have nice guy traits. I don't like confrontation. But what I'm learning is the more I have structure, the more I know myself and respect myself. It's not about confrontation. It's about boundaries. It's about just holding your ground. You don't have to have an argument. You can just say no and let them do whatever they're going to do. But it's just a matter of knowing yourself and taking the time, getting around other guys to build that muscle, to sharpen that iron, to become the version that you want to be.
Yeah, the true, you know, it's in my heart now, in my mind, the true value of man or manhood, the true value of a man, ideally you won't or shouldn't ever see, because it's your legacy. And your legacy doesn't reveal itself until you're gone. And that's why I think, you know, the greatest men will never be appreciated while they're alive. You know, people don't get holidays named after them while they're alive. Not too many people get Medal of Honors while they're alive. You know, most of the people never see, you know, their greatest accomplishments, because it outlives them. And so to your point of, it's not really even just about us. It's not about me. It's about we. How can I impact the world around me? How can I impact the people around me? How can I leave a mark or leave a legacy such that the world is a better place when I'm gone than when I was here? And you know, again, to me, I almost wonder if that's the true value of who we are, and we should be acting and living in such a way that that we are more hyper-focused on our legacy, and we're doing the work now to impact others so that when we're gone, you know, there's a hole in the world in terms of, well, who's going to do that now?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue, especially with like the MGTOW movement and all the guys going their own way, because us as guys, we can survive. We can go, you know, build our stuff, grow our food, build a house. Like, we do that stuff. So when we don't feel appreciated, we don't feel respected, we just remove ourselves from the equation. Yeah, we can do that, but that has such a domino effect. And we see what's happening now with the results of the world, with, you know, single moms having to raise kids and all the issues that comes with that, because there's no healthy masculine influence in the home. And then what's going on in society at large is men are just being isolated and then isolating themselves and just saying, screw it, I don't care. Let the world burn, I don't care. We can see the repercussions of that. And so if you are struggling, if you're lonely, if you don't have a purpose or a passion, think about service. What can your legacy be? And it can be local, it can be worldwide, it can be, you know, multidimensional, I don't know. But whatever you can do to be of service, because every man needs to be of service to something, something outside of himself, bigger than himself. If you haven't found that thing, start small, start local, find something that you can be of service to. And you'll start to feel better about yourself. You start to gain that self-respect. You start installing those pillars that maybe you didn't have before, because you're doing the work of a man. You're being of service to something larger than yourself that's going to outlive you.
This is a great lesson. This is a great nugget of wisdom for the younger generation, for a guy with a two in front of his age. because the world will try, the world and even, you know, broken, immature women will try to make it seem like your value is right here and right now. And your value is, you know, yeah, 6 feet, six pack, six fig, all that kind of stuff. And those were words that unsolicited I heard from a 20-year-old, not my son, somebody else's, that was sitting at my dining room table a week ago. You know, it's like, man, I mean, you know, and matter of fact, he wanted to come on and talk. And maybe we'll have him on one day talking about what it's like being 20 years old and what the females are like, you know, what the expectation is like on him. Drama. And all these other kind of, right. And just to hear that, I'm like, wow. I mean, it was definitely an eye opener for me. But, you know, but to that generation, you know, your value is not what you can produce in the here and now. Your value is in what you produce after you're gone, in terms of, and that's not even just a monetary thing. It's really not. I mean, when he died, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was essentially broke, you know, I mean, but his legacy, his kids are multi-millionaires. They, you know, there've been times, and I don't know if it still is, but there were times when they were fighting over his estate with all the millions that he had left over. I mean, so it's not even about, you know, the money that you produce, or it's not about any of the superficial stuff that social media and like I said, immature women will tell you, females will tell you. It's not about that. It's about the legacy that you leave behind. And a lot of the core of that legacy is, again, being a pillar, having pillars of your life that you you aspire to. And if somebody, you know, if a female comes along and she can't get with those pillars, then kick rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. And being a man and picking your pillars is a personal thing, but there are some that are kind of ubiquitous that all men can at least gravitate towards and understand. I mean, integrity, honesty, being a man of your word, that's huge. And it's missing so much today of just being able to be like, hey, yes or no, this is me. I'm good with that. What else? Discipline and focus. Like, it takes discipline to do anything. Takes discipline to get up and go to work, takes focus to write, to do anything. So having discipline and focus and having those that will hold you accountable with your goals and your legacy and the things that you want to create. Stoicism, emotional intelligence. We are bombarded today by, oh, embrace your feminine men. Well, that's kind of what's gotten us into this quagmire that we're in. Understand your feminine side, understand the feminine outside you, but have that emotional stoicism, emotional intelligence so that you don't react. So that you have the ability to respond, because responsibility is the ability to respond. So you're not just reacting out of some emotion, out of anger or whatever it is. Having a relationship with God, the creator, some kind of spirituality, something larger than yourself, because we didn't make ourselves. We didn't, you know, we may have had a finger in the making of whatever the soup is or the recipe that became us, but we didn't make ourselves. We were created. And then legacy, something that's gives you depth of vision. Those are just a few things. And I mean, like I said, there's infinite numbers of pillars, but those are some of the main ones I think any man can kind of grab onto and work on. Cause you got to work it every day. It's, you know, like we said, we don't have it all figured out. We're working on this every day. We're here at every show so we can hear ourselves talk and we can be reminded. So yeah, we always have these conversations, but we have them for you. Yeah. I think you might want to hear.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of my motivation, quite honestly, is that one day my son, or maybe I'll have a grandson one day, or a nephew or a great son. So when I'm long gone, you know, if they've never had a conversation with a gray haired man, you know, I hope that they can log on somewhere and hear some of these conversations, hear some of these thoughts, these ideas. And we bring on gray haired men quite commonly. To talk about these things. And so again, it is about legacy. And so when you talk about all those pillars, man, I'm rock solid on, man. You got to have those kinds of things in your life, man, that you live by, and all of those things make you a better human, a better man, and a better man to all of the humans around you.
Yeah. And that's why we're here. We're hoping that we can build some kind of legacy. We can have some kind of impact on the universe and be the pebble in the pond, maybe in your life, or have you ripple out and be the pebble in somebody else's pond. But we're here for you. Please reach out to us, leave some comments, tell us what you love, what you hate, and make sure you go on YouTube, subscribe, hit that bell icon so you know when we're coming on, become part of the Mad Men Mafia. we need y'all, man. We got to come together. And until next time, Madman.
That's right. Madman Radio, madmanradio.com. We out.
Out.